if God is on my side. Oh, if God is on my side, who can be against me?
FM 90.3 WJTL, Need to Breathe, Wasteland. Before that, Birthday Boy Carmen, celebrating 65 years young with Lazarus Come Forth. Back in the Chicken House days, I think I probably played that thing a million times. Good morning to you, Annie and Fred, with you, 703.
65 years and a 6.5 minute song.
Yeah.
Hey, friends, good morning. Follow Christy Lee on social media to keep up with worship song of the day details. Plus, she has new song releases, worship playlists, the Praise and Worship podcast. Search WJTL Praise and Worship on Facebook and Instagram, and keep listening, because later this hour, we do have her special worship song of the day.
Our very special guest joining us on the phone is author Eric Arneson. Good morning to you, Eric.
Good morning.
Good morning. Talking about the Chicken House brings back good memories.
Yeah. First thing I have to say is that, Eric, it made me so happy this morning. When I Googled your name, the little Wikipedia thing comes up on the right-hand side of the Google page, and it says Eric Arneson, disc jockey.
Oh, I miss those days.
Of all the things that you've done,
that's
working
the one.
Here at WJTL is the one that they picked. That was so.
But, yeah. And if Google decides it's the most important, who are we to argue?
Exactly.
We're not. So, Eric, anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Oh, my gosh, everybody. You know, all my friends from Parksburg Baptist Church back in the day who I just don't get to see often anymore. Everybody there at JTL, Lisa and John and the whole crew. Man, it's been too long since I've seen you guys.
Oh, it's been too long. So Eric worked here way back in the day when we were at the Chicken House. He had graduated from Temple University and went on to a stellar career of not only writing and being an author, but working for many local folks that are involved in all kinds of public things. And then recently, politics, you were ahead of Senator Brightbill. You were his chief of staff, right?
Yeah, chief of staff for Senator Brightbill. Then I worked for Senator Dominic Pileggi, who represented Parksburg, actually, when he was in office. And yeah, good run there in the Senate for sure.
And you just ended your tenure at the Book of Open Records last week, right?
Right, yeah. The running the Office of Open Records was really kind of a dream job. And today, actually, I'm starting with the incoming treasurer, Stacey Garrity. She gets inaugurated today, and so I'm going to be working with her going forward.
Wow, we just saw her picture on WGAL here. They were talking about swearing her in. So are you going to be there for that?
I will be. It's a very small ceremony, you know, taking all the appropriate precautions, of course. But, yeah, she's getting sworn in today, and she has a long service in the military. So there will be a color guard there, and it'll be a very nice, small, subdued, but very nice ceremony.
So we want to talk about your new book, and so proud of you that you've written this and all the work that you've done since leaving WJTL. But I was telling Annie this morning before we got you on the phone, didn't you, like, before the internet, you invented fantasy football, right?
This is true. This is what he said.
So you've got a couple of interesting things going on there. But I didn't do fantasy football, and so now you're digging deep into, like, the embarrassing trove of my past.
Yes.
What I did do was fantasy play-by-mail professional wrestling.
Oh, that's right. But it was the same thing, right?
It's, I mean, it was the same kind of thing. Right?
It was very close, right? It was the same kind of concept. There were a lot of similarities. If I had been better at marketing and that and thinking along those lines, I would have done football and be retired on an island somewhere.
Right? Not wait, starting with another staffer.
Wait, you're not already
playing games?
Sadly, no.
We're talking with author Eric Arneson. Eric used to work here in the evening. For those of you who listen to WJTL way back in the 80s and 90s, you probably remember him. You used to do a show. You had a rock show called Exit 90.
I did, right. Exit 90, and then later, because of some work with the Creation Festival, we rebranded it as The Fringe. And I loved that rock show. So many great bands. The Throes, The Prayer Chain, Adam Again. Wow.
Yeah, you've done so many interesting things. We're talking to our friend, author Eric Arneson, and he has, for the past several years, done an event here at the Junction Center on Super Bowl weekend, and he's hosted a game night with all kinds of board games for many years. Eric, you were the moderator of About.com's games section, and you've written this new book, How to Host a Game Night. Tell us a little bit about gaming and your entry into doing board games.
You know, board games are just such a great way to spend time with family and friends. And growing up, you know, I'm a child of the 70s and 80s, and so we had a lot of the games from those eras that people would remember, you know, your classics of Clue, Monopoly, Risk, and then Trivial Pursuit and some of the great party games from the 80s like Scattergories and Pictionary. And so I just always grew up enjoying board games and have continued that into adulthood. And this book, How to Host a Game Night, it's got a lot of practical tips and that kind of thing, but it's also really sort of my love letter to gaming and game nights and, you know, so many good times with friends over the years have been spent around a table playing games. So I really enjoyed putting this book together. Lots of stories from my gaming, but lots and lots of stories from gamers around the world too.
Back when you used to write for Lebanon Daily News, isn't that when you got started kind of with writing about board games?
It is, yeah. I did, when I was a reporter at the Lebanon Daily News, you know, newspapers always have plenty of need for content, and so I wrote about some games for the Lebanon Daily News. I wrote for a website called About.com for a bunch of years as kind of a freelance writing thing about board games there as well.
And so your new book, How to Host a Game Night. So, Eric, you know, people can play games online. You can play games on your phone. There's all these different, you know, gaming systems now that you could play on your TV. But what makes board games still so popular during the age of all these digital options?
You know, one of the interesting things, and I'll leave it to somebody who understands the word ironic better to know whether this is really ironic, but the Internet has made it possible for smaller board game publishers. You know, we were talking about cardboard and plastic, basically, and but it's made, the Internet has made it possible for smaller publishers to thrive. Websites like Kickstarter, and just even being able to sell through online retailers mean that you can have a game that, you know, maybe you only get 5,000 copies printed or 50,000, and it's a huge hit for a small publisher. And so what that turns into is thousands, and that's no exaggeration, thousands of new games being published every year. So in this day and age, whatever interests you have, there's a game. You know, if you like national parks, look for the game called Parks because it's awesome. And whatever style of game you like, whether it's party games or a two-hour-long strategy game, whatever you want, there are so many great options today. So, you know, the Internet has really helped the board game industry reach levels it's never seen before.
You have your big night here every year on Super Bowl weekend, and you have all kinds of games going on and all kinds of people involved. And tell us a little bit, if you're going to host either a small game night or a big game night, what are some of the key ingredients that go into making that hosting a game night a success?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's most important is obviously getting a group of people together that's going to get along and enjoy each other. But you want to make sure people are thinking about the same kind of games, because if a group of people show up and they want to just laugh and have fun and have very light games with lots of conversation, and then you've got sort of two people off to the side who were hoping to play really deep strategy games that you sit there and think about, you know, those folks aren't going to have a good time. So make sure everybody knows in advance what kind of games you're going to be playing. Get that sorted out. prepare for some snacks and beverages that aren't going to get messes all over your games. You know, Cheetos and board games, not a good mix.
Oh, that's great. We're talking to author and friend Eric Arneson. How to host a game night. Eric, how can folks find this book?
It's available anywhere you buy books, online or in stores. If a store doesn't have it, they can certainly order it from Simon & Schuster, and certainly through my website, which is just ericarneson.com.
So check it out, How to Host a Game Night. Eric has also written 17 games you could play right now. And you've written some crime fiction, too, The Throes of Crime being one of them. You've written for different magazines and things. How did you get started writing at all, Eric? What's your passion behind that?
Boy, back in, you know, first or second grade, I got an assignment to write a story, and I wrote a story about King Kong, and I going way back to then, I just loved the ability to write whatever you want to. You know, if you're writing fiction, you're creating a whole universe in some ways, and the creative act of that is so exciting. And with nonfiction, being able to share my passion about board games is terrific. So it's been a lifelong interest, and something that I'm lucky to be able to do now.
Check out Eric's books, ericarneson.com. His brand new book, How to Host a Game Night. By the way, Eric, it's a beautiful little book. I love the colors, the size of it. It's one of those books you want to hold in your hand. It's available online anywhere that you buy books. We're going to talk more with Eric coming up. Maybe he'll give us a little bit of input into what are some fun family games, maybe some new games to play right now. We've got some